Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice again. This is his youngest son, Patrick. Paul will be back next week. He did promise me he will be back. He's got some stories to tell, so he'll be back next week. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here to answer all your gardening questions the best we can today. And we got a couple guests today. We have Aston Ritchie from the Scotts Company. He'll be joining us at the 8 o'clock hour, talking about a few different things that we can be doing at this time of year with the Scotts products, you know, different settings for your lawn as well, just to make sure that the lawn is put to bed for the year. And a couple other things we'll be talking about. 9 o'clock hour, we'll be talking with Tim Kuhn from Tesler Plants. We'll be talking about some of the different plants that they have, the flower carpet roses and a few other items, just to figure out what we should be doing to put those to bed for the year and what we, you know, really are looking forward to for next year to make sure that these plants get taken care of. Talking about a whole bunch of different things with him as well, and that'll be in the 9 o'clock hour. So we have two great interviews for today. As everyone knows, where everyone in New England is right now bracing for Sandy. Is she going to hit us or not? How hard is it going to be? Is it going to be bad? What's going to happen? Right now, it's heading. I know the rainfall started to hit Philadelphia. It's headed that way, and we could be feeling the effects tonight. You never know what's going to happen, these storms like this. Boston.com, I was looking on, said it's the Frankenstorm, and they have an article about the perfect storm. One of the skippers in there was on there saying he's worried about it. So you never know what's going to happen in this area. So it's that time of year where, you know, we'll talk a little bit about getting ready for this storm, what you should be doing going out there today. One of the basic things you should really be doing is worrying about any trees that you've been you've planted this year that are above 6 feet tall. You know, you should really stake those before the storm hits. It's one of those things where, you know, you spent a good amount of money on a tree, you want to make sure it's protected in this storm. So a little bit of this protection by staking it will really help it when some of these wind gusts really start to hit. You never know what's going to happen with a storm like this. So we're kind of, it's a little bit wait and see. I've been trying to read up today and see what's going to happen because it changes at every moment. You know, at one point we were afraid it was going to hit the Cape and really affect all of Maine and New England. And now it could hit, you know, a little bit more southern, and then head up that way. But we're definitely going to start feeling it, in the Boston area late tonight into tomorrow. So just get ready for that. You know, one of the things I was talking with my father about, and, you know, he just wants to make sure everybody out there is taking care of each other. Because, you know, if you have neighbors who live by themselves or who are elderly or whatnot, you should be checking in with them today so they make sure they got everything ready for the storm. You know, just make sure everybody's communicating with their neighbors just in case the power goes out. We lose power for days. You never know these things. You want to be, want to reach out there and help out your neighbor. That's, always something good to feel, make you feel good about and, make you just, you know, help your neighbor, see what you can do to help them. And that's one of the things we can do. Regarding to, you know, your garden, Another thing we can do is any areas that are usually puddles in the lawn or in the yard where it's really wet and it always just stays wet, you know, we should be putting out some pelletized gypsum right now into those areas. Reason being is this rain will help it work in quicker, help it break down a little bit more. So if you put that down out on the lawn now, in those areas, that you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll see areas that are just covered in water. Every time the storm hits, anytime we have rain, everything like that, you definitely know that that area is either clay-filled or something along those lines. So that's why we recommend the pelletized gypsum in those areas. It'll start to break down the clay and allow the water to go through instead of just sitting there. What that'll do is the water just sitting there will create moss and won't allow the lawn to grow or things like that. So it's actually going to help you produce a better lawn in those areas. It'll also help you get rid of moss. One of the biggest leaders, you know, reasons for moss is from the clay soils and a shady wet area. A lot of times those shady wet areas have the clay soil. So this gypsum actually breaks it down and works it out and will actually help it move the cycle along and allow the water to go through. So that's one thing that we should really be looking at right this time of year, because this is, this is the perfect time for us to be putting that down. The water will help wash it into the soil, break it down a little bit, and allow everything to break down. Now, another thing that we could be doing, just make sure everything's taken care of outside. You know, make sure all your patio furniture is away, that type of thing. Make sure your chainsaw, if you have one, is all ready to go. It's working. The gas, and you have extra gas and oil. You know, you never know if a branch is going to come down next to the house. You got to get it out of the way. You got to move the car, etc. So, you just should be ready for that. Make sure that if anything's going to happen, you know, you're ready to go. Make sure, you know, you got your generator all ready to go if you got it. Make sure if anything, you know, all the little details that you weren't thinking about. I know everybody out there has already been thinking about this. We've had so much notice for this storm coming our way. It's been over a week for them telling us that this storm is going to hit us. But it's just a little friendly reminder here, just so you can, you know, if you're thinking about it, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. These were little things. So you never know what could happen. Hopefully it doesn't hit too bad. Hopefully everything works out and we don't have any issues, or we have minimal issues with power, etc. It'd be great to just breeze by this storm. I know last year we had a storm about Halloween that was a snowstorm. So, you know, at least it's looking better. It's not as much. It's not snow. It's more rain. So that's always a good thing. Other than that, you know, just make sure everything's taken care of for the storm and we should be able to ride this out without an issue. Now, I was looking at some of the old newsletters that my father produces, and I was looking at last year's newsletter about this time. And it was about making your Christmas cactus flower. It's a great article about the Christmas cactus because we had some questions last week about it. I would recommend going to my father's site, paulparent.com, and taking a look at the newsletter. You can find it there by searching the archives. But it is a great article describing what you should be doing. I'll give you some of the highlights of it. Now, the Christmas cactus is they call it a short day plant. So like short day of light and cool temperatures to create more buds. My father states that he has found that the plant will flower easier if you keep it outside during the summer months, if possible. It should stay outside until temperatures begin to dip down to about 40 to 50 degrees at night. So we've had some of those. So you should bring it inside for the fall. And what you really want to do is you want to place it in a room that, stay as cool as possible below 65 degrees. You want to make it stay about 50 to 65 degrees. That's the best time, the best temperature. What that'll do is it'll allow the plant to make more flower buds. And you really want to keep the plant in the room until the flower buds begin to show a little bit of color. And then you can move it into a room where you enjoy it. You want to put it into a nice sunny window and keep it in a nice sunny window that's going to get a good amount of light during the day so that you can start to enjoy the flowers. You'll see with these the short days and the cool temperatures, the Christmas cactus will have hormone changes and the plant will stop growing foliage, switch to flower bud production. You can keep the Christmas cactus plant in your living room and until about 11 when the news is over, you've created an artificial environment. So that's the perfect timing to do that. The lights are on the room. They have increased the length of the day and your plant will not flower if you do this. So I said it was a perfect environment. I didn't mean that. So that's what you need to do. And one of these things that you can do is after it's done blooming, we might be able to put it back into the cool weather again and flower 6 to 8 weeks afterwards. So we'll touch a little bit more on it on the other side of the break. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking about Christmas cactus and what to do. I just want to finalize what you should be doing at this time. What you want to do is to allow the plant to bloom longer for you. Once you keep this in this cool area at the 50 to 65 degree temperatures and you bring it into a sunny area, keep it next to a window, and the cold that will come through the window will help cool the plant down a little bit. Whereas if you kept it in the middle of a room and a table, it would stay warmer. That way the blooms won't last as long. So by keeping it next to a window, this does help it. Some of the things you would see to see if a Christmas cactus is stressed, they'll start to drop its flowers. The flower buds will just drop. And what happens with that is a couple of things that could happen is stresses like the hot rooms, overwatering, moving the plant around several times during the flowering cycle and not being fertilized. So those are a few things that could happen. So those are a few things to take a look at that if it, you know, if the flower buds start to fall on you, you kind of know what's going on and you can kind of see, all right, did I do this? Did I do this? Did I do this? You can, that checklist in your mind so you're not worrying about things, and you can easily fix that by just bringing it back to a cool window if it's not at a cool window. Checking the soil. If it's too wet, you could be overwatering it a bit. And, just if you've been moving it around, bring it next to the cool window. Let it sit. Let it have its cool temperature from the window. Let it just kind of just cool out a little bit and get back to its cycle. As I said before, one of the great things you can do with a Christmas cactus is after the plant finished flowering, what you want to do is you want to feed it and then move it back into the cooler room with the short days. Back into that 50 to 65 degree temperature. That way it will allow the plant to flower again. So in about 6 to 8 weeks, you should have flowers again. Just repeat the whole process of, if you're starting at the beginning of November, which is middle of the week, and you should be able to get a second set of flower buds to form. And, that'll be a nice treat about February. maybe a little bit later. They're talking, you know, a good amount of snow this year, so let's try and set you up for a second bloom with that Christmas cactus. That way you have something good to look at when it's all snowy out there, because I know that this year we got to have some snow. I know a lot of people out there were excited with that, but there are a lot of skiers out there want to go skiing, a lot of snowmobilers, a lot of that type of thing. But, you know, snow is good actually for our plants. That's one of the things that it does help us with. It does take care of our plants. Well, give us a call if you have any questions. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Any question about gardening today will help you out. We'll be here till about 10 o'clock. My father will be back next week. He does promise me that. Talked to him a little while ago. Well, not a little while ago. About 12 hours ago. So that's, you know, maybe a little hour. A little while ago. So he will be back, and he's got some stories to tell you and let you know what's going on. But give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here until 10 o'clock today. Be broadcasting live here. I'm broadcasting out of my office here at Northeast Nursery in Peabody. I'll be here all day after the show. So bring in a sample of your plant if you want, if you're in the area. If you have some issues, bring in your lawn questions, etc. Be here to help you. Located in Peabody, right on the corner of Lowell Street and Route 1 South. So you can stop by and see me, and I'll be here until about maybe 5, 6 o'clock today. I'm here pretty much Sunday through Thursday to answer any of your questions. So if you want to stop by and you know, see me, I can do anything to help you with your garden, plant-wise, lawn-wise, etc. Again, the phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10. So give us a call and, you know, help me out. I've been talking a little bit. You know, want to answer some of your questions. I know there are questions out there that people have that they want to get answered, but they're a little nervous to call. Don't worry. Be here to help you. The phone number again, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves. Stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984. Or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984. Or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom's going to the phone lines. Who's up first today?
First up, Patrick, we got Kathy from Massachusetts with a question about her lemon plant.
Kathy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I have a lemon plant. It's probably 3 or 4 years old. It has blossomed and bared fruit twice, had fruit on it this summer. I put it outside in the pot, not in the ground. I brought it in mid-September, and I think it's possible it has scale. I've never seen scale, but it has a funny little thing on the back, but it has sticky on the leaves. And I wondered, what is the best thing I can treat this with?
Well, one of the things you can be spraying with on the plant would be a all seasons oil.
Okay.
All seasons oil has that organic, it's like a dormant oil you can spray over there. What it does is it'll suffocate some of the scale.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's where it is, scale?
It sounds like it could be. A lot of the fruits do sometimes get that when they get brought in. One of the things I would also suggest doing, just as a precaution, is there's a house plant, systemic. And Bonide puts it out that the house, it's called house plant systemic. And you sprinkle that over the top of the soil and you work it into the first couple inches. And that'll take care of some of your scale for the future. It'll also take care of the fungus gnats, whitefly, a couple other things that'll help protect the plant while it's inside. That way you're just protecting the soil-borne insects. A lot of times, you know, at this time of year, I do sell a lot of that product just to help the soil-based insects to get taken care of. But you can do that, and the all-seasons oil you can spray all over the plant, and that would really help it to allow it to go into its, you know, dormant stage for this for the winter. And we thank you for the phone call, Kathy. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know a lot of people out there are bringing in houseplants for the winter. They either already have or are going to. Just like with Kathy, one of the things you should be doing is you should spray it down with the all-seasons oil before you bring it in. Just take care of anything that could be on there, any insect-wise, et cetera, just to make sure that it's protected when it comes in the house. Gives you a little bit of protection. So you don't have these little insects flying around. One of the things that I see all the time is a little fungus gnats, little itty-bitty flies that are coming out of the soil. That's one of the things that you know, you can use to take care of it. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about a Christmas cactus.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Byron Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hey there, Patrick. Yeah, using that all seasons oil when I brought in my plants 2 weeks ago made a big difference. I'm really glad you guys keep mentioning it.
Excellent.
What I'd like to do is, can I make a cutting off my neighbor's Christmas cactus and root it?
You can make a cutting from the Christmas cactus. One of the things you want to do is you want to try and get, you know, as big of a cutting as they'll let you take from it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go out and get some rooting hormone. Okay.
Got
it.
A
little powder that you want to put on the bottom of that. Some of the rooting hormones, they'll say to wet the base of it so that it will hold the, the powder,
mm-hmm.
the hormone onto it, and then kind of stick that into a plant. A lot of times they'll also say make sure that the cut is fresh when you put the rooting hormone in, just so the hormone will absorb into the plant and then start to effectively make the roots. With this Christmas cactus, it might take a couple years for it to bloom. Because it's really establishing itself. But if you follow the steps of bringing it out during the year, during the summer, and then bringing it in and putting it in a cool area, you know, just take the steps each year like you would to try and force it to bloom. You know, you could have some early. It might take a little bit of time, just so you're aware. But, I mean, once you get a Christmas cactus established, you can have that plant for many years. So it is something that, you know, you can take from a cutting. What you want to do is after, you know, maybe a week, just kind of feel the plant, pull at it a little bit. You can see if it's pulling back at you.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you know, kind of check the watering, check and see what's going on with that. You know, if you overwater, you might be,
mm-hmm.
you might be, rotting the base of it. So just kind of be cautious with that. Kind of allow the Christmas cactus to do its thing. To, you know, get into the soil a little bit. You know, the watering isn't going to be necessarily something you're going to need to do right away. What I would do is if in your planting media, wet it down a little bit before you, put the cutting into it.
Mm-hmm.
Not so it's,
right.
you know, soaked, but just so it has a little bit of moisture in the soil.
Yeah, I always overwater it.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that, you know, you're looking at it and you're like, you know, maybe if I give it a little bit of water, that's going to help it. You know, it's not always the case. You know, when it's starting to root, it's really just getting into the soil. So when you do plant it, you don't want the soil to be so soft where everything's mobile, but you don't want it to be so hard that you can barely stick the cutting into the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say add a little bit of water just to starting to open up the pores of the soil, depending upon what, you know, the type of soil you're using. It'll really help it to go further for you. So definitely do that. Use the rooting hormone.
Is it better, Patrick, to just spray the soil maybe with a sprayer than to actually use a watering can then?
It might not be a bad idea at first.
Yeah.
You don't want to, because especially with a small cutting, you know, if the soil's so dry at first, the water's going to go right through it and it's going to compact the soil, and then you're going to water it again, and, you know, it's just the water
could
stick.
My other question is do I take some leaves off? I know it doesn't really have a stem like most plants, but do I just cut a piece? I mean, you guys always leave us kind of hanging here, so we don't know the intricacies of this, you know, practically. But do you just cut it off and put the rooting powder in and stick it in, and how deep? How much do you need to actually make it take in terms of length in the soil?
Well, what you're going to want to do is, so say you take a cutting that's about 6 inches.
Okay.
You can almost cut it back to, you know, there could be a side shoot that's going to, you're going to notice that there's a different color in the Christmas cactus. There's going to be green, and then it's going to go to brown. If you can get, you know, some of that, that might help you. If not, you can just take, you know, the green.
The brown is the older plant.
The older plant. It, you know, you might not be able to get as far down to that. If
no,
you can't,
that's fine. They don't mind.
You know, if you can't get that far down, that's not a big deal. But what you want to do is you want to stick that into the soil. You know, I'm assuming it's going to be a small cutting, so you probably have like a 6-inch pot. And you're probably going to go in just enough so that when you stick it in there, it's not lopsided. It's not going to fall over. You want it to be able to hold,
okay,
stay strong. So maybe about an inch or so. You don't want to take the cutting and just push it all the way down until it hits the bottom of the pot.
Okay.
You know, because if you push it too far down, you know, the roots aren't going to have that much to go, and then you're going to be able to, then what's going to happen is you're going to start to rot the plant out a little bit, because it's basically the soil will be covering too much of the plant. So I'd say about, you know, a 6-inch pot, it's usually got about a 4-inch side, maybe an inch or two down, just to get it so it's strong enough so that when you put it in the soil, it doesn't just fall over and that it can kind of stick straight up and down. That'll allow you to have a better, longer plant.
I've had pretty good luck doing it with jade plants, so I think I can do it.
Yeah, really just follow the same way you would do with the jade.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, if you've had success with that way, don't change anything else. Kind of keep it that way and do the same type of thing.
Okie doke. Thank you so much.
And we thank you for the phone call, Sandy. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until 8 o'clock broadcasting and helping out with the gardening questions. Let's get right back into the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Karen from Mass with a question about bonide.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, hi, Patrick. So I bought a bunch of bonide products. And I'm kind of like, shoot now and ask later about this.
Yeah.
So anyway, what I did was I bought the wilt proof, or wilt stop, and
yep.
I put it, and then I put it all over a lot of shrubs, and then I was told by someone that I was supposed to do it in February, but you're supposed to spray it when it's at a, you know, certain degree temperature. And do I spray that on plants that only keep their green leaves all year long? So I wouldn't be spraying it. What I did was I sprayed it all over my apricot tree, but then it's going to be dropping its leaves, so that didn't make too much sense. And then I bought fungal, not all seasons oil, but fungia oil or something like that from Bonide, and a liquid copper. And maybe you could just tell me how to use all of those and when to
okay.
use them.
The wilt stop, that is something you should be using now.
Okay, good.
You want to use that on all your evergreens, but they do say that on certain, you can put it on some of the deciduous trees and shrubs. Those are the ones that drop all their leaves.
What about a top broom?
On that one, you can do. It's kind of different. That's a different one because it seems like it's an evergreen because the stems are green.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it doesn't really have huge, neat, leaves.
But it won't hurt to spray them.
It won't. One of the things that I've heard people doing too is they've sprayed hydrangeas and roses on their buds to keep the moisture in during the winter, and that'll help protect them a long time. You'll even hear my father say it multiple times.
Well, that's why I bought the stuff, because I heard your dad say it. And then somebody at the it was a hardware store, but they have a plant person down there. So I'm like, well, Paul Parent said, and they rolled their eyes, but your father was right.
Yeah, he does know what he's talking about with that. Mm-hmm. This is the time of year to be doing it.
Good, okay.
This is definitely when you should be doing it, because you want to protect it for the winter.
Right.
That's the whole point of it. In February, you've already missed 3 months of the year.
Right.
So, I mean, it might be something you might have to do again in February, but I doubt it. So this is, you know, definitely the time of year. With the Fungonil and the copper fungicide, those are both fungus. They take care of funguses. They're fungicides. Fungonil is the chemical form of it, and the copper fungicide is the organic form of it. If you're using the copper fungicide, you want to use that about every 10 to 14 days if you have a fungus. And my father does recommend spraying all your plants down in the garden with the all-seasons oil and then the copper fungicide at this time of year to make sure it takes care of anything that is out there in the and to take care of it for the winter months. So those are two things you could be using just for some extra precautions for this year. And Karen, we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom's going to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jonah from New Hampshire with a question about rhododendron.
Good morning, Jonah. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. I didn't know that you all were on this time of year. I'm never up this early, and I just need a little bit of help. I have rhododendrons that were – I'm a city girl, and they were at my house when I bought it, and I haven't had any luck with them except that this last year I got a few buds. And then someone explained to me that they don't like being on the ground, and they had like started brooding on the ground. So we lifted them up and I moved some of them. And I just want to know, is there something I can put on them now that will help ensure that I have better success this coming year?
Yeah. One of the things you want to do for these plants is you want to protect them for the winter. You want to make sure that they don't have a rough winter.
Right.
So one of the products you can spray onto them is Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop.
W-I-L-T?
Yep, Wilt Proof.
Okay.
Or Wilt Stop. What that does is that holds the moisture into the plant instead of allowing the moisture to leave the plant. And what will happen is you'll see if the moisture leaves the plant, it'll start to wilt and fall down, and just you'll see flagging on the leaves. So instead of the leaves being out to the side, they'll be straight up and down pretty much. They'll be hanging down. So that's why I say straight up and down. And they'll start to turn brown. One of the things you can do for future is just make sure that if you're going to do any cutting back of the plant or anything along those lines. You want to do that after it blooms. You want to make sure.
Right, yeah, that's doing what it. I do. I learn a little more every year. Your father's amazing. I'm so glad you're here this morning.
Excellent, thank it's you. Like
all right, so wilt proof or wilt stop?
Yep, those are the two things that you want to, you know, one or the other. I would recommend doing it after the storm happens.
Okay.
Just because the amount of rain that we're going to get, where they say we could get, it's not going to
wash it away.
It could. The amount of oil that's on it, today, if you sprayed today, might not work out. Because we're supposed to get a storm. It's saying we might hit us late tonight. So I just don't see it as enough time to do that. One of the things with it is with the wilt proof or the wilt stop, you can spray it up to 40 degrees out.
Okay.
So we still have a little bit of time left. So it would be the perfect time to be doing it right after the storm.
All right, where can I buy that?
You can buy it at any of your local garden centers, a lot of a hardware store at this moment. They'll all be carrying it. It's that time of year for the garden centers to be to have it and put it out for the year.
All right, thank you. You guys are great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Just so I can reiterate a little bit more about what I was saying with this wilt stop or wilt proof and not spraying today. I'm only saying it just because of the amount of rain that we could get. If you've sprayed in the past couple days, don't worry. It'll be fine. I'm just thinking right now it's about 7 o'clock in the morning. I don't know how many people are going to want to do it just yet. People are starting to wake up, have their coffee, and do their thing for the day, and they might get started after 10, and I don't know what time the storm could hit us, and I just want to make sure that your plants have enough time to allow the oil to sit on there and dry to the plant. Usually about 24 hours is a great way to do it. Just remember that when you do spray it, it has to be above 40 degrees, usually between 40 and 70 degrees. We rarely see 70 at this time of year, so you might not have to worry about that. But the 40-degree temperatures and below, you really don't want to be spraying it. So it's 40 and above, and it'll take care of your plants. It'll take care of all your evergreens. You can spray it on some roses. You can spray it on some hydrangeas and a few other deciduous shrubs. But definitely, if you're thinking about doing it today, I would wait until after Sandy comes through and takes us on. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll try to help you as best we can. Be here until about 10 o'clock. Again, 855-660-4261.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.